This is Twit.
Let's see. Apple's launching, this is for you, Mr. Alex Lindsay, a new AR experience and chat Snapchat lens promoting Apple Pay Express Transit. Oh, good. I could put a giant transit kiosk in the turnstile in the middle of my my living room.
So you can visualize it. You can visualize what it would be like to
take a virtual trip with Apple Pay. Yep. Wow. Once you're inside the AR experience in your iPhone, you could tap your iPhone in a New York City turnstile to enter a virtual augmented reality experience that simulates a subway ride from Brooklyn to Manhattan, including the views of the New York City skyline. Too bad they don't have smell-o-vision.
You know,
is this the new Niantic game? Is that what we're talking about?
It sure feels like it.
Well, I haven't used this one yet. I mean, I haven't played with it yet. I saw it in the links. I couldn't get it to... I just was not on the right phone. Anyway, so the... I think it's interesting to be able to visualize what you have to do something. And so the idea of being able to use AR to... I think that's the idea here, is not so much whether it's to actually use the subway, but to do something that requires a series of steps that we can visually, before you get there, you can visualize seeing it. If you look at a, in some cases, when people have, when there's just so many things that we pre-visualize how that's going to work and we practice it and we think about it. And sometimes
one of the things, that's true. I rehearse it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that sometimes, though, I know that it's stressful for folks around travel and so on and so forth, of knowing what it's going to be like and where am I supposed to go and how am I supposed to do it. And I know that if I go to a new airport, I'm always like, okay, I don't know where to go and how this is going to look. I think that might be the case of, you know, I know that I avoided the Bay Area Bay Area Rapid Transit or whatever for years because I just didn't know how it worked. Like, and I was like, oh, I'll just drive. And once I started using it, I was like, that was crazy. This is so much easier. Like, why would I ever let it got to a point where you never drive into the city. You always take BART. So I think it just depends on, you know, getting people over a hump, I think makes sense.
So it's kind of I am now in the New York City. How are you going to see this? Can you see this over my shoulder, Anthony?
Can you put it to the Apple TV?
Yeah, I can AirPlay it. Sure. I've put a New York City subway station in the middle of our studio. Oh, the doors are opening. Let's hop inside. Come on in, Burke. Wow, that is... if you want to do it yourself, you go to the Apple Pay website with your iPhone, transit.applepay.apple. Oh, I didn't know they have .apple. They've got .apple. Did you know they had .apple?
No.
How does that even work?
You pay like $150,000 to ICANN.
They beat the food industry.
Apple Pay dot Apple. I had no idea. So then when you get in there with your iPhone, or I guess it would work with an iPad, you'll be able to.
Yeah. I mean, it's lovely.
With your glasses.
I take Alex's point. I just don't know if this is the best example of that. I don't know that that's better than just simply having like a 2D experience where you can navigate like it's a video game. I'm trying to imagine holding the phone is the thing I need to tap to get through that archway. I'm trying to figure out how much, whether it would be easier for me to envision that with having to look at this phone and keep where the phone is not only the tool that I'm using, but it's also my view on what I'm actually doing versus a gamified version of this kiosk. You've got your phone in your hand. Here's what you're going to see. If you want to zoom in and take a look at what that touchpad looks like, here's what it looks like. Here's what the confirmation display on that kiosk is going to look like. I wasn't really impressed with this because it just really felt like Apple trying really, really hard to make AR a thing without yet making the real case for it. It reminded me, actually, now that I think of it, it reminded me of the first examples they were giving of QuickTime, where they were showing me, oh, look, now when you have a word processing document, you can have a video of a rocket launching in the middle of in the place of a paragraph. And well, I've never wanted to do that. And I don't know how many copies of this page I'm going to have to print to make the animation come through. I mean, and for that reason, it took me a little while before I realized exactly what a big thing QuickTime actually was. I think that Apple's in the same place with AR right now, where this is nice. It's a nice technology demo. It's fun. I'm just not sure if I was trying to teach people to get more accustomed to, here's what it's going to be like to navigate the New York City subway system. I'm not sure that would be the most advisable, the most rich experience they can give them.
Well, I you know what? There's times, for instance, when I've arrived at airports in foreign lands like Dubai or Cairo, where I think it'd be kind of cool just to kind of know what my path is going to be getting off the airplane and walk through it. I think that would be kind of neat.
But
that's a very specific, limited use.
But would it be better with, I mean, before I go to like a different city, I will, if I'm going someplace, I will use Google Street View and actually walk the route
from one
place to another.
Exactly.
And I don't think that AR would make that any better than simply having a flat experience in front of me.
No,
trying to familiar myself with the way it goes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look. Yeah, exactly. Because I can't read the signs and stuff. And I mean, this is really what's cool about having handheld technology is, you know, you can read signs in other languages.
Follow the little fox around the streets.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yep. Yeah. Well, God, cool. That's another problem with Google. They give us these great demos at Google I/O, but they don't actually. I'm waiting for my damn fox. I want to follow my fox throughout the street, and I want to be able to take a picture through a chain link fence and have the chain link fence go away. How about that 4 or 5 years later? Sorry.